search and search for the divine. I define it in terms of a search for the divine. I've been studying Russian elders in the Orthodox Church. Perhaps that's a tradition that you're familiar with in some way. They seem to have found the divine. I guess that's religion too. Seems to me both are, but perhaps you have a better definition than that.
Yes. It was a dream. A bull. What is that bull? Why you are not? When you are missing something, then there is a person of that dream. What is that dream? What? His name. His name. That's the answer. Thank you, Mark.
That
means you are facing the divine. That's
right.
Now, next question is, what do you mean by the divine?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. Come on, he and me, the force given by the law. You have to abide by the law. But if you not abide by the law, then you have it. Now, he is that person of the truth. He is reading that law. This one only of the law. That is behind us. But that behind us can be considered by the speculation of our intellect. Therefore, whatever knowledge we gather by speculating or the sense, that is important. Just like the sun is very neat. We are 1400,000 times than the sun. But our imperfect eyes, we see just like this. We remain satisfied with this imperfect knowledge. Then we remain in that. We have to know the stuff from the astronomer. We have to look at the storm. This way, knowledge, market knowledge, can be again. Why is it deceived? He is perfect law, not by self. The speculation means that the speculation is in the mind, and it is not by self. So, however, there we are expertly married to the instrument there and something but. Therefore, we need to ask again that to understand the divine, we must have divine must protect. But how we can live with the Ram to the Bell? The Sahib of the Islam, we believe in the Jannah of the Bell. One can understand the truth by the grace of the action after divine things. We must act after the grace of the Bell. Just like a very big man, The President Nixon is like that, like that, like this. This function is like that, he is like this, he is like this. That is speculation. But if I hear directly from President Nixon, or is represented very confidential with him, then it is better. I cannot speculate to know about President Nixon by my imperfection. I must know about President Nixon when he speaks personally about himself or his personal associate.
If our senses are imperfect, then with what sense do we perceive the divine that underlies these laws of nature?
But our sense means that I can see the sun. I can see the sun, but I do not see the sun perfectly. I have got the power to see the sun, but I do not know how big is the sun. That power I am. In that way, my senses are imperfect. So, when I see the sun and hear about him, from a perfect person who knows about the sun, then my knowledge becomes perfect. Although I have not been perfect yet. Just like I cannot understand President Nixon by my speculation. But when President speaks about him, I can understand. Although I have not been perfect yet. This is the point.
In Parkinson this way, that our senses cannot approach to the ultimate point by speculation.
Right, I agree with that. But I still, the perfect person that is going to speak to me is God. Is
that is a fine letter. First of all, the principle should be accepted. That unless we hear from the perfect person, our knowledge is imperfect. First of all, we have to agree to this point. Therefore, we are going to schools, colleges, universities, because at home, we could learn everything. Why are you going to school, colleges, and universities? That is not possible. Therefore, the basic injunction is that in order to know that perfect knowledge, one has to approach the proper person who is known as Guru.
That's what I was getting at.
What do you think accounts for the, your popularity, of the Krishna consciousness among certain
Americans? Because it is not due to my personality, I am presenting the truth as it is. It will have been happy. It's like if you prepare some foodstuff with nice ingredients, it will be appealing to everyone. And if you prepare something of nasa, it may be appealing to a certain section, but not to all.
What can appreciation of Krishna do for the environment?
That I legitimately say that you Americans, you have already the grace of the law according to our very formula. When a man is born in his family, being understood to be possessing the grace of the law. But you Americans, you have got sufficient vision. You have come from rich men. So this is the grace of God. Janma. Aishadya. To take birth in high family. To possess riches. Janma is the sutra. To become learned. Scholar. Just like you are going to the moon planet. Your scientific knowledge is as much. And Sri. Sri means beauty. So you are beautiful also. So considering all these four points, it is to be understood that you are in favorable consideration of this absolute truth, Supreme Personality of God. Now, if you get to Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, then all your these material opulences plus Krishna consciousness makes your life perfect.
Do you foresee that the devotees will grow in number in this country?
There is possibility. Otherwise, why these young men are coming? That I can say, there is good possibility, but we have no facility. This life, government is spending to stop the LSD intoxication, millions of dollars. But our students, as soon as they become my students, I simply order them, no intoxication. So what you speak of LSD, they do not take tea, they do not take coffee, they do not smoke. But government will not help us. That is the duty.
Do you seek government help?
Yes. If I get government help, I can he protects that to these confused, frustrated youth. I have no proper house to accommodate them, to feed them. With great difficulty, I am pushing on this moment. So if the government comes forward, this may little facility, I can turn the face of the country. Immediately, there will be no problem.
What can you cure? What can you make better?
This is the cure. I am making good connection. Don't you see their face? Some of them were hippies, frustrated, wretched condition. Now they are known as bright faces, serious character. They don't have any vicious threats. They don't keep needs. They don't have any intoxication. They don't imagine gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. If you allow people to indulge in sinful life, how you can expect good citizens? That's not possible. Their character must fall. So we are taken from the root. We are making man of character, knowledge, sincerity, God conscious. Don't you appreciate it?
Will they be able to function in a society as working individuals?
Yes. There is nothing quantitative. Simply, you have to change your concept. That's all. We are also eating. We are also sleeping. Many of our students are householders. They are sick. So there is nothing quantitative, but regulated for half. Achievement. That is our program.
Have you asked the government for money, President Nixon?
No, what is the use of asking? Who is giving me? How shall I refuse? If you think that this moment is serious, good, then you come forward. I cannot approach the government and the government says no, and I don't think it is good for the government.
Do you see yourself then as the savior of American youth?
Yes, second, it is failure, unless. Why it is, it is not future, it is present, precious.
Thank you very much. Good luck. Thank
you. Religion is simple. And something that religion means the laws of God. Simple, definite. And one who follows the laws of God, see, it doesn't matter whether he is Christian, whether he is Hindu, whether he is Muslim, it doesn't matter. Take for example your Christian religion. Lord Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. But I think 10% of Christian people, they are very much engaged in killing. So they are disobeying the laws of God. Don't you think? What is that? Then if you disobey the laws of God, then what is your religion? It is simply so. God says, or God interpreted it, God's Son, Jesus Christ says, that thou shalt not kill. But in the whole Christian world, the killing art is very much favored. Maintaining slaughterhouse, shooting in schools, and creating bad crops. And so on, it's simply killing. And any film, so on, when it is killing film, it is very popular. Shooting film is very popular. I see in your past, this soldier killing, this park I was passing. What is your park? Prospect Park, the big gate, so there is a killing picture.
Yes. Praising the soldiers.
Huh?
Praising the soldiers.
This day, Of course, soulless feeling and ordinary feeling is not the same. But my point is that the God gives you the law that you cannot take. Now, if you are violating that law, then how you can become religious? That's my question.
Grace is non-violence, non-killing.
Hmm?
That is part of Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
What's the future of that in India today?
Well, not only in India. Krishna consciousness is not meant for India or America. Of course, I am deputed by my Guru Maharaj to spread this Krishna consciousness movement in the Western world. That is his grace. He wanted that Western people and intelligent, they should learn what is Krishna consciousness. So my mission is for the Western country. But it is not meant for a particular country, nation. It is meant for every living entity. Now, there are many unfortunate living entities, and there are many fortunate living entities. So we are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement in America, or Western country. Only the fortunate persons there come. But if few of them come and understand, then by their example and behavior, the whole population will be benefited. It is not expected that 10% population will be able to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. But by the examples of the few, just that authority is faced up, Rupasat Anuvasa. It's like he'll find in our temple, it is always crowded to the fullest extent. We require more special form. But not all of them are initiated students. Out of that, say 10% maybe are initiated students. But still, people are coming to see their folly. Gradually they also become students. So, it is a very important movement, scientific movement. I therefore request learned scholars like you, government, scientists, philosophers, they should study. For them, we have written so many books. Not only that, it is not that we are simply chanting a dance. If you are a philosopher, if you are a scholar, if you are a scientist, we can give you food in a scientific way, in a philosophical way, scholarly way. Therefore, these books are there. So my only request is that all the leaders of the society, they should come forward, study this movement, and take things that really benefit you. Don't ask me. Blindly, just like one follows some faith or type of religion, blindly. And after some time, they give them. No. We say, our predecessor, Lord Chaitanya says, Chaitanya dayara patha paramu disha. You just put your judgment about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And if you do that, come on. That you will find wonder in this moment. That, thank you.
do not take this definition of religion. That religion means the law given by God. Simple term. Everybody has an objection or the exception.
I think religion is what you're doing. I think religion is what I see right here.
Right here. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So what is our business? We are Krishna consciousness movement. This child is Krishna. Our this movement is that we are trying to love Krishna. If I love Krishna, God, then naturally I will be obedient to the laws of God. Is it not? That's like this, my students. Well, say 4 or 5 years ago, I came here, I had no students. I was loitering in the street. Nobody was caring for me. Now I have got hundreds and thousands of students. They can do whatever I order. So, I did not pay them anything. Neither I brought any money from India. But they are executing my order simply out of love. Is it not fair? Because they have developed a love for me, the reason may be whatever it may. But unless they have developed love for me, how they can execute my order without any personal profit? Therefore, this is first thing required. That religion means to abide by the orders of God. Simply. And this obedience to the laws of God will be automatically performed if everyone loves his dormant love for God. We have taken this time. We are teaching everyone how to love God. If he thinks that I have learned to love God through some particular religion, we are not this. Either he is Christian or Hindu or Muslim or whatever he may be, he by executing the religious principles which he is professing, he has developed his love of God, then we have nothing to preach to him. The result is there. But because we don't find love of God is there, that we are putting a simple formula, that here is the way, by utilizing or by accepting that way, you will very quickly love God. So if we are convinced that to love God is religious, and that is our main business in the human form of life, then this Krishna consciousness movement is a genuine, scientific movement everyone should take. But if somebody thinks that my aim of life is different, I don't care for God, that is a difference. But our philosophy is that human life is specially meant for developing the God consciousness or to know the art how to love God. Because the animals, they cannot. I cannot preach Krishna consciousness philosophy amongst the animals. because their consciousness is not so developed. But still, my movement is so perfect that I can do well, even to the cats and dogs, by offering prasadam, by giving him chance to hear Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Vibration is transcendental. When it is chanted, it is good for everyone, all living in. Therefore, we go to the street and chant so that everyone can hear the transcendental vibes. So, if it is accepted that religion means the law of God, is that accepted? Now, we have to study what are the special laws of God and what is the nature of God. That is divine instruction. So, from Bhagavad Gita, we understand the nature of God, that He is the Supreme Power. Is there any objection? God is the Supreme Power. I think in Christian objection. Now, the Supreme Father says that all living entities, not only the human being or the civilized human being, but even the animals, the trees, plants, the insects, birds, bees, fishes, or other aquatic, any living entity, even a small insect. Living entity means you have got that vital force of moving. Some of them are not moving us, just like trees. They do not move, but still they are living entities. So from Bhagavad Gita, we understand that all living entities, irrespective of bodily feature, they are sons of God. What do you think of this concept?
I think it's probably a better and more universal notion of life than you have in the somewhat more man-centered Western philosophy.
That is the fix.
The problem, of course, is that you don't want man to somehow get lost in it all. But still, I think it's down where I am. I think you say to see what
yes.
Universal is not very appealing.
No, we are not manufacturing this idea. Yes, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvajoni Sutompiya Sambhavanti Nupaya. In every species of life, whatever forms are there. And besides that, we think this body as breath. Just like your white heart is not huge. You are different from the white heart. Similarly, one may have a body white or black, but he as spirit soul is different from the body. We are taking account of the person who is possessing the dress. Not the dress, but the person. That's like I am talking with you. I am not talking with your spouse.
I don't look to your son, whether you have put on a white shirt or black shirt. That is not my concern. I am concerned with you as a living being. This is Asana. We don't pay account of the outward shirt and coat. This body, this gross body, is just like coat. And within this gross body, there is subtle body. Mind, intelligence and ego. Within the subtle body, the spirit soul is there. And we are trying to deliver the spirit soul from these two kinds of entanglement, subtle and gross. That is all. The national movement or religious movement that is more or less on the basis of the outward dress. One is Christian because he is born by Christian father. Is it not? One is American because he is born on the land of heaven. We say that you are neither Christian nor American, Hindu, Muslim or Indian, you are fragments of God. Try to understand this fact and make your life in that way, then your life is. This is all. Simple. Now what is your comment on this step?
I don't know everything you say, and I think maybe I should listen to some other questions.
You have agreed to this.
I like it.
You like it, have it. That's right. Something is better than nothing. If it is not agree, that is better than at all not agree. So, what is the reaction of this statement of our soil and God's presence here? You can tell? Different. The spirit soul is the same. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Siddha Vinaya Sampanne Namani Bhavi Hastini Sni Chita Sapati Pandita Samadarsu Pandita Samadarsu. They learn it, really learn it back. He sees everyone on the same level. Thus he sees to the spirit and his vision that a learned Brahmin, a dog, an elephant, a robot, everyone is on the same category of spirit soul. That is the vision of a learned soul. He does not make any distinction. That here is a dog, and here is a very large skull. He's becoming, the dog is also entangled by this body, and the large skull is also entangled by this. But both the dog and the learned scholar, both of them are spiritual. That is actual vision. The same example, that I am talking with you, not with your dress. I am not very much concerned with your white dress or black dress. I am concerned with you as person. Similarly, we are concerned with the soul, not with the outward body. That is all. Your real dimension he mentioned there that you are a spiritual at all. The measurement is 1/10,000th part of the tip of the hair. That is the seed or basic principle. Now, on that small particle of spirit soul, we have developed this body. We have got human body. Other has got the elephant body. Other has got the mountainous body. But this is external. The real seed is that 1/10,000th part of the earth. Similarly, as you have developed this material body under different consciousness, similarly, when we give up the material connection, we shall develop our spiritual body. And in that spiritual body, we shall be able to enter the kingdom of God back to home. This body you have to give up today or tomorrow, or 100 years after. You have to give it. Bhagavad Gita says, after giving up this body, tatta deham punar janma naiti. After giving up this body, he does not accept anymore material. Then what happens to him? Tatta deham punar janma naiti mam eti, becomes to me. So he comes to me, means just like in your country, one who comes to become serious, he must have some particular quality or conditions to achieve, then he will be accepted as citizen or immigrant. Similarly, if he wants to go back to home, back to Godhead, then we must develop our dormant spiritual qualities. And that is Krishna consciousness. It is the training period for going back to home. Back. So that after giving up this body, or after this time's death, others who are dying, they do not know what next life they are getting. Although they are proud of education, but they do not discuss what is the constitutional position of the soul, how he is transferring from one body to another, how it is to be done. This science is unknown to the modern education. Is it not? They do not know. They simply speculate. That is the effect of modern educational system. Actually, everyone is seeking for spiritual emancipation. Therefore,
in your country, in spite of so many big, big universities, you are producing hippies, hopeless, topless. Am I saying right or not? You are a university teacher. I have seen in so many universities.
I
like your student more. Because I do not need to see them in such frustrated condition. That is my mission. I want to make them happy. So I want to give them this information of Krishna consciousness so that they may get back life. I receive thousands of letters. Those who have come to this life from frustration, how their feeling of life. Bhakti, your work does not stop. No. Bhakti, that's what we are defining. Bhakti, definition of bhakti means unnavilashita sunnam jnana-dharma-sanatitam anukulena-bhutyana-sulanam. That is bhakti. Try to understand what is bhakti. You are following me? Are you coming here? Come forward. Try to understand what is bhakti. Bhakti means we have no other desire than to satisfy Krishna. That is all. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna satisfied Krishna by fighting. And he became a one. In the battlefield, Arjuna was hesitating. What is the use of killing my own men, my family men, my brother, and nephews, my grandfather, all on the other side. And who has to fight with them? Fight with them and to kill them. Oh, you are hesitating. I said, warrior, very great warrior. He knew, and I fight, I shall kill them. Although they have come to fight with me, they do not know. But I know they are my men. So why shall I fight with them? Let them enjoy. I don't want. That was Arjuna's feeling. But after understanding Bhagavad Gita, when he came to the understanding, it is his duty to satisfy Krishna. So, he sacrificed his own condition that he would not kill his men. He satisfied Krishna. By the same art, he was a warrior. So he did not change his position. After reading Bhagavad Gita, he did not become a Vedanti servant of Himalaya for yoga practice and give up the fighting, battlefield. No, he did not change. But he changed his concept. That is one. Our at the present moment, our consciousness is that we are working for our own sensuality. When this consciousness will be changed, that we have to work for satisfying Krishna, then our life is perfect. You haven't got to change your work or position. But when you understand that you'll have to work not for your personal sense gratification, but for satisfaction of Krishna, that is Krishna. So there is no question of changing your position. Changing your consciousness, that is it. After all, this is clear. Yes. Bhakta does not mean that he'll have to change everything. No. He hasn't got to change it. Simply, he has to change his consciousness. Yes. This is what. Change his consciousness in favor of Krishna. I am asking now, I like this to do. This is our food. I like to eat like this. I like to sleep like this. So, present position, material position means my life. And spiritual position means Krishna's life. Yes. I agree to the Krishna's life. Material position means I simply want to satisfy my life. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means to change this mentality. My life. But to accept the principle of satisfying Krishna, you can get that life or the other life. So bhakti means to act according to Krishna's life. Is it clear? It does not mean change of place, change of occupation. Change of mentality. That's all.
What if you are engaged in some occupation which Krishna does not like?
That you have to learn from the Krishna's representative. What he likes, what he does not like. Therefore you have to accept spiritual mind. Jasam Prasarad Bhagavad Prasad. If the spiritual master is pleased, then you know Krishna is pleased. If the spiritual master is displeased, then you know that Krishna is pleased. You cannot be in contact with Krishna at the present moment, in the beginning. Therefore, you require the help of Krishna's representative to learn whether Krishna is pleased or Krishna is not. But your business is to please Krishna.
I'm not living in temple. I'm not sure. So, what should
I have to do? You should make your home a temple. What is the difference between temple and home? The temple, the next house is a house. This is also made of brick and stone. That is also made of brick and stone. But it is called temple because here the business is Krishna. And that is called house because there is no Krishna business. So if you make your house Krishna business, then that is also temple. You do the same thing at the member's yard, okay? In your apartment, in your house, with your wife and children, to ask independently, then independently. But do it for Krishna. Then your house is there. That's what we want. Here the temple means that simply giving example how to be. So this example can be followed everywhere. Every house can be turned into a temple. Yes, everything is Krishna centered. Similarly, in your home, you make Krishna center, not you center, then your home is also centered. I do not follow. I do not hear. Yes. Krishna does not allow animals. Krishna says that I am the father of every living entity. Just like father, he has got 10 sons. Some of them are like animals. But those are advanced in knowledge. His such sons request the father that my other brothers are useless. Let us kill them and eat. Will the father agree? Will the father say, yes, my three sons are useless, you kill them and eat? Will the father say? So Krishna has no sons and for animals. We are doing, violating the laws of Krishna. Therefore we are becoming entangled in sinfulness. We are doing that. Krishna does not sense. Krishna says ahimsa, amanittam adambhittam ahimsa kanti adhavam. That is what it means to develop. We cannot eat violence. We cannot kill animals. This is violation of God's law. That's why in Bible it is stated, thou shalt not kill. So those who are killing, they are violating the laws of God and become, liable to be punished, criminal. But Krishna does not say. The government does not say that you kill your fellow man. If you kill, then you will be hanged. The government says. But when you kill your fellow man, it is your responsibility. It is not government's responsibility. Similarly, when you kill another fellow living being, that is your responsibility. It is not the third responsibility. Yes. Our procedure, we are asking anybody to chant Hare Krishna mantra. That simple thing is help you in every respect. To chant Hare Krishna mantra. Then gradually you will enlighten in all other subjects. And you do it yourself. Make association with devotees. That's the this is our question.
You have closely explained that within the Kali-Yuga age, the Kali-Yuga age comes to a close,
no? No. It will continue God, and again, 427,000 years. The age of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. Out of that, we have passed only 5,000 years. The balance is 427,000. And it will become the condition of society, world will be worse. Not better, but worse. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, there will be no food grain, no milk, no fruit. So very horrible time. People will kill their own children and eat just like animals. So the last stage of Kali Yuga will be like that. So before coming to that stage, better to take Krishna Mahasaya's stance and go back to Krishna. That is our thing. We don't wish to wait for the worst thing. The worst things have already happened. And it will be still more worse. But instead of waiting up to that time, better be perfect by chanting Hare Krishna and go back to home, back to God. That is our thing. But we are doing is what should be done that we are practically doing. We do the same thing. We are talking of Krishna from so many books. We are thinking of Krishna, we are chanting of Krishna, we are reading Krishna's prasad. Our whole day and night is engaged in Krishna's business. This is
Yes.
place like this, you can't talk. Chant Hare Krishna. Read all these books and try to inform your audience about Krishna consciousness. There is no difficulty. You can open a center anywhere. And anywhere is be pleased to hear about Krishna.
That is not difficult.
Simply, you must be very sincere. Then everything is on. Let's say I came to your country alone. I have no friends. I was sitting alone at the Samson Front Square bar, chanting Hare Krishna. Gradually, they came. So similarly, you can do. What is the difficulty? Yes, the process is already there. Simply we have to execute it. It is not to do that. And it is not limited to any certain neighborhood or any kind of population. The sun is for everyone.
There are two new temples that are being started. One is Parana has authority, by the visual to curiosity, describe activities that are supposed to be formed in the temple. And the question was, this new temple that is being started, some authority to be recommended for that particular temple to give a basic, foundation in bringing, the temple up to the miracle
standards. He grants up to some any authority.
Right. In other words, someone to have a simple president.
Yes. So that we select amongst yourself who is more competent. Elect him as president. Everywhere has to leader. So that you select your leader as you select your president. Similarly, you select your president as this person.
That would be past time,
the selected man is not to be sure. To select the president means there must be discipline. Without obedience, without discipline, there cannot be obedience. President is spiritual master, spiritual master is not present. Therefore, one man is selected as president. To look after the business on behalf of the system.
This God brother is in another temple in Midwest in the Prabhupada. And he says, if my president says to stay and engage, should I leave and come to start this in Holland? Or should he stay in his present temple in Midwest?
That is considered the Guru Shiva.
How about the whole, only one of us is initiated on
would to have initiated devotees to go and go at the temple and to open
the gate.
So there's only one of us.
Two.
Two.
Three.
That's all right. Begin like that. Now some of that, what qualifies, can be also stupid. Qualification means that he must follow the regulated principles. That's the qualification. Yes.
I say, the recommendation for Bhagavan
So you will be initiated. Yes, ma'am. So anyone of you may agree to follow the regulated principle. And if you are recommended by our man, then he can also be initiated. This is what it is. Initiation is formalist. First of all, you have to decide whether you abide by the rules and regulation and become good for them. That is your concern. You have to think yourself whether you are going to take seriously this Krishna consciousness. That is your decision. Initiation is formality. If you are serious, that is real initiation. So if you have understood the Krishna philosophy and if you have decided that you will take Krishna consciousness seriously and teach the philosophy to others, that is real initiation. My touching is simply permanent. It is your determination. That is initiation.
Like there was a difficulty that arise in freezer temple with lack in books and spirit.
Well, that is due to lack of knowledge. See? But after all, we are trained up in a different way. So these things will go on as we make progress. We should not be sorry for it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed that we should be little tolerant. Therefore, if somebody treats you not properly because you have got a different skin, it is his ignorance. And it is your also ignorance. When it is insulted, you should know that he has insulted my skin, not to me. Suppose if I say, yeah, why you are taking this blue shirt? I may say like that, but it is not very important to you. You may take a blue shirt or a white shirt, it doesn't matter. You are eternally Krishna's servant. If he feels that consciousness, he all feels himself. This is socially going on. The material world, sometimes you cannot check it. So these have to happen. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Sinadupi Suni Sena Karodupi Sos. If you have to do business, then we have to learn how to follow.
By
that way we'll be able to serve Krishna very right. and ascribe you recognize by Krishna as a life itself. How can she please you most? How do you want to please me? Chant Hare Krishna. That will please you. All the 24 hours, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. There is no expenditure. No. Krishna has given you the chance. Utilize the chance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is true. Is that all right?